I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. TennCare, the state's version of the federal Medicaid program, is the primary insurance for 1.4 million Tennesseans. But in recent years, the agency has been accused of making major errors, like sending mail to wrong addresses, losing information due to computer glitches, and failing to follow its own rules, causing hundreds of thousands to lose coverage. Now, a new rule approved by the General Assembly could make it harder to renew coverage. It prevents people from using lost or undelivered notices as reasons to appeal. The Tennessee Justice Center is suing TennCare on behalf of enrollees. Gordon Bonnieman is TJC's staff attorney.
Unfortunately, instead of following them, TennCare chose to change the rules. You're taking the people who are most marginalized, have the least capacity to deal with computer applications or paperwork documentation, and setting the hurdles highest for them when their health care needs are the greatest.
The federal case is set to be heard in court later this year. You can learn more about the impact of TennCare's rule change in our Healthcare Hollow series now on our website. That was made possible in part by the NIHCM Foundation. There's a new memorial in the Nashville City Cemetery honoring people who were buried there long ago, all over the graveyard without markers. Those people were enslaved in their lifetime, and nearly 1,700 of them were laid to rest in the cemetery between 1846 and 1865. In a ceremony this weekend, a granite bench was dedicated to their memory. The bench is engraved with a message about the people it honors, much like a tombstone. Underneath and around the bench, people placed individual rocks painted with the names of those enslaved people whose identities are known. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.